Drought and soaring temperatures have prompted state wildlife officials to restrict fishing on some of the state's most popular lakes and streams, and for the first time are considering adding them in the Flathead River Basin in northwest Montana. The state has imposed so-called hoot owl restrictions, which prohibit fishing between 2 p.m. and midnight. They're already in place in Beaverhead, Bitterroot, Jefferson, Lower Madison, and Sun Rivers. Below average rainfall, higher temperatures, and reduced snowpack runoff have combined to leave the Flathead River levels in northwest Montana at about a third of normal. Fish and Wildlife's Dylan Tabish says the state's considering hoot owl restrictions for the Flathead, too, because water temperatures are too high for the lake's cold water trout.
For cutthroat trout, that criteria is about 66 degrees, and then for bull trout, it's 60 degrees. And once the temperatures in the water get to be that warm, these trout can be more susceptible to disease, predation, and other mortalities that can occur.
The National Weather Service predicts above average high temperatures nearing 100 degrees in parts of Montana. Wildlife officials encourage anglers to land fish quickly and keep them in the water as long as possible to reduce stress. And they're asking fishermen to report sick or struggling fish to the state. Tabish says no northwest Montana river has ever been completely closed to fishing, and he's hopeful that can remain the case this year.
There are ways that fishermen can voluntarily help reduce the stress on our native trout, and that's self-regulating a little bit, not fishing during the hottest parts of the day. If there's ever a time to really be vigilant and try to reduce your impacts on our fish, now's the time.
The western United States has been sweltering amid an extended and dangerous heat wave that has tied or broken records in several Montana towns and cities. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Mark Moran. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.